That's our supporters, it's past players, it's our families, it's our kids, it's everyone that's involved in footy, and that's the greatest satisfaction you get as an individual. When you walk off the ground and you see your loved ones or you see the supporters' joy on their face, that's why you play the game. And we tapped into all of that over the last 4 or 5 years. We used Neil Danaher, we've got some great stories at our footy club.
Well, there's the coach of the Demons, Simon Goodwin, elevates himself to legendary status as a drought breaker, Lordy.
I see a lot of similarities to Damien Hardwick's first premiership, where Damien spoke around, he didn't like the person he'd become. He probably lost his relationships with his players. You just go into survival mode because you feel the pressure. I think Simon got to that point. And I watched Simon a lot of last year, and he kept saying the same things over and over again. And I don't think he had the answers, or he had how to turn this ship around. And it's interesting, he spoke after the game about trying to enjoy things a bit more, getting mentors away from football, and they spoke about you can't control that. You worry about these aspects, and that don't worry about those things. You're spending too much energy on the wrong things, and it's just nice to hear that see him in total control now of his team and what he's doing compared to where he was this time last year.
But there were really solid signs at the back end of last season that probably escaped, proper inspection and proper assessment. But clearly they knew where they were going in the back half. It's, well documented that they'd had a meeting and furthered those meetings at the start of this season. And now, what were they, 0-9 or 9-0 at the start of the season or thereabouts? Beaver, you're a numbers man. 9-0, was it, before they lost one? Something like that, anyway. And away they went.
Darren Burgess will be a big loss, won't he?
Yes.
So I think that's an area where they just – he was in the ear of the coach. Just as they were about to hit the lead, I think he was saying, hey, our build-up, our fitness, the way we grind teams, it's coming here. Mm. So – sounds like he'll join the Adelaide Crows, Darren Burgess. So that'll be a big loss for their team. And he's earned his money, Burgess, over this period.
It's interesting, you have a win and it puts to bed a lot of accepted wisdom. Like, you can't win on one game in 28 days. You can't win if your facilities are second rate. I mean, I've heard for 3 decades that Melbourne need this and they need that and they need this. Well, yes, it'll be probably more comfortable if you've got them, like the facility out at Tullamarine. I mean, they've got an Optus-sized stadium ground, and they've got an MCG-sized ground. But you can win if you get the personnel right. I mean, they can deal with imperfection.
Yeah, they were that good. They win anywhere. And